Vision is the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. As a church worker, what is your vision? Are you among those workers that works around without goals? What are your plans for your department? Are you ready to move it forward or pull it down? We have a lot of vision within ourselves. When we are in department, what contribution have you made? Are you one of those people that, if I tell them, they won't do it? I keep my suggestion to myself. You are not moving it forward. You are not practicing your vision. You have to lay your vision. You have to be the leader that when somebody ride with you, they can emulate your example. They can read and have good experience with you. On Monday, I went to my daughter's school. So when I dropped her, they handed over this to me. And I look at it, I said, is that 2020 vision? That is what North Star is giving to all the parents this year. They want us to have a good vision for this kid. They want us to train them in a way that they will be useful to community and to the family. John Welsh is the one wealthy businessman in this America. His net worth is about $720 billion. He said, good business leader creates a vision, articulate the vision, passionately hone the vision, and persistently drive it to completion. If you are a good leader, you will express your vision. You will express your vision that people will learn from you. You will show strong feeling for that vision that you are doing. And persistently, continuously, is what you continuously, systematically, you follow up that you will achieve what your goals, your underlying goals. Now, I believe every one of us here, we are leaders. What is the leadership vision? Leadership vision is an essential means for focusing attention on what matters most. The question now becomes, what do you want to accomplish in life and what kind of leader you want to be? Your answer to this question will represent who you are and what you stand for. To be able to address the future and to deal with today's reality, a useful vision has to be rooted in Jesus Christ. That is the only person that will give you a brightness more than 2020 vision. Without him, you cannot achieve your goal. If you want to do it on your own, it's not going to be possible. You just have to have that Christ and let it be your leader. And it will teach you, it will tell you, and it will show you what you need to know. Leadership vision. Right. The vision of the leadership infuses the church member. I remember when I joined this church 9 years ago, the first sermon I made that day was the blood. Dr. Neto was the one preaching. And that sermon changed my life. When I got home, I have to sit down and I look. Yes, I have a vision. But how am I going to achieve it? How am I going to deal with it? Stress of life, stress of home, stress of children, and you are thinking ahead, how am I going to do it? But let me shock you. I put Jesus at the center. Despite the obstacle, despite the problem, despite the circumstances that surround it, I look focused because I have a vision. And I know the only person that can make the vision to reality is Jesus. So I wrap myself on him, and the vision comes to truth. And now I can tell you that there is no one that can make your vision to come to reality except Jesus. Let's move on. As people of God, we need to watch the idea we are bringing to the church. Do we dwell in negative criticism of what church is doing? Are we supporting members of the church who follow that path of Christ? To see how more are the questions we all need to answer. James 3:13 encourages us to be visionary leaders. It says, if you are wise and understand God's way, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good work with the humility that comes from wisdom. It's only wisdom of God that we can use to fulfill our wisdom, our vision. You see, our pastor, they had the leader that we could emulate from. With their position, they will see you, they will come to you, greet you, and let you feel you are somebody. Some of us, you just pass by because we don't know what the vision we are pursuing. When we work every day, even at our job, in our home, the way we behave, the way we prove ourselves, tell everyone that's around us the kind of vision we carry. So we must be very careful and talk to God so that our vision, people can emulate it and they will gain from it. Why the vision of church workers? The primary goal of man's existence in life and in this world is for progress, fulfillment, and achievement. And the main ingredient of man's vision in life is to fulfill his destiny. So, every successful vision in life bears the following ingredient. We have a vision, purpose, identification, service, work, and ignorance. So we're going to go over it because my time is 30 minutes and I want to work it out. So let's go to vision. Now, what is the image of your future? If others travel into the future with you, what would they see? Let's ask ourselves. A well-crafted leadership vision is described in concrete terms that are easy to visualize and remember. These are the kind of leaders. When somebody rides with you, they can say, oh, I like the life of this man. God, I don't want to be like him, but I want you to give me that power to walk the way he's doing. So people see a lot of examples and they want to be like that. This was God's vision as projected in the book of Genesis, chapter 1:1-4. Every one of us know that. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and he continued to acknowledge the Spirit of God move upon the water. And God said, let there be light. And God saw that the light, and it was good, right? you will know that our God has a very, 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 they say, one is short-term goal and long-term goal. He has a very long-term goal because he knows if he leaves this in darkness, so all of us will be walking, we don't even know. We won't know each other. I won't be able to know daddy. I won't be able to know all my friends. Everybody will, everywhere will be darkness. But God has a vision that when I created all these beautiful people, I need to let them see. And that's why God created the light. Let's move on. Another vision, another expression of vision was in the story of David and Goliath. You know, David prepared to go and meet Goliath. He knows that when they talk about statues, when they talk about big, when they talk about wealth, he has nowhere. But he believes in vision because he knows, I'm going to kill that guy today. And he knows, but he didn't do it alone. He asked for God's help, and God gave him that power. So when he took that stone, his vision goes straight to what he wanted to do. Where is your vision? Are you not diverting with worldly things? Are you focusing on what your vision is? Are you not thinking about how am I going to do it? How am I going to survive it? Are you putting your trust in God? He's the only one that can make our vision brighter, and we will achieve our aim. Let's move on. Let's look into the word of God. Genesis 1 verse 26. After the creation of other things, God said, let us make man in our own image, after likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish. So reading through this chapter, we believe that our God has a vision and purpose. That is why he created us in his own image. If God did not have a vision, every one of us will be walking around with serious deformity. Or maybe I will have two heads. Somebody will have two hands because he just, let me just create them. But that is not from our God. He has a vision. He created us beautifully and wonderfully made. He created us like his own image because he knows what you and I is going to become in future. God is good and awesome. All followers of God must be like him. We have been called to be like God as we serve in his church. Identification and work. The question now is, was a man able to identify with the purpose of God? As church worker, do we understand the purpose of being chosen to be part of church servant? Are we doing what value to God and the people we are serving? Did we examine ourselves and see where we are lacking as Christian, or we are judgmental? When we are in trouble or unable to think right, by ourselves with Christ as is instructed in 1 Corinthians 3, 12. Ignorance in a man's life, an event caused man to take his focus off from God's original purpose of his creation. Now, what our service to God Almighty in his vineyard? Is it for his glory to please our fellow men, parents or friends? All of the answer to the above question and in how and what our vision in life as Christian, how to God and his kingdom. This, however, can only be answered as individual, not collective, because we all have different function, even in the body of Christ. Now, all this that we've been talking since is about vision. I want every one of us to think about our vision, our goal in life, our goal in the church of God. What are you planning for your department? What are they doing that you think it needs to be changed? There is a way we can do correction with constructive contribution, not destructively. Let's look into the future. Let's see where this church is going. Let's set it in a place that, okay, this is what I want this church to be. This is what I want my life to be. Let me tell you a little bit about myself, because I know many people want to hear that. It's a very long journey. And I give God glory because he's the only one. 3.5 years ago, you know, I came to this America like 13 years ago. So it's been one thing or the other. But I have a vision. My vision is I want to be called Dr. Foluke Ogundele or whoever one day. So I started my journey as a nursing in Nigeria. When I got here, a lot of things happened. But let me shock you, my vision didn't change, because I know there's no how you want to work with Christ that you will not see turbulence. It will go up, down. But when you stand gidigba in Jesus and you base your root in him, and you tell him that every other thing is a sinking sand, it will take you to highest place. I know I'm still going forward, because I told my God, I want to sit with the minister in this country. I want to sit with the president, and I know he's going to take me there. So you have to have a vision for yourself. When I started as director of nursing, I'm not lying. It's zero, it's zero, it's zero. I started crying. I wanted to do it on my own. I went to Pastor Brito. I said, Pastor, I want to leave this job. I said, You're not going nowhere. You got it, and you God is going to do it. Stay there. Stay there. Continue. We'll continue to pray for you. I have no staff. What is bad in nursing, if you don't have any staff to work with you, your life is I don't know how to say. You have about 40, 50 patients in the ward. You have only 2 CNA. These guys are doing 16 hours. You are warning out their body. So there's nothing I can do. I just leave it unto God. I wrote everything I want. And when I got home, I said, listen, me, Jeje, I sit down. I didn't say I want DOA. I'm okay with my errand. I push my cart. I go home. But you created this space. And you know I fit, right? Take control. I don't have staff. I don't have money. I don't have patient. We are 180 beds. We have like maybe 120 or sometimes 115, 116 patients. That, like heal. My administrator will go crazy every day. Craziness cannot solve it. We talk, we fight, we shout, we scream. But when I got home, I will still go to the highest. And gradually, God just opened way. People are coming. People are coming. I said, listen, we have a vision. I told my boss, let's raise this money a little bit. Maybe that will you know, encourage them. She said, okay. She went ahead and they increased the CNA salary. So when they increased it, everybody was coming in. Because we look at around, we are paying more than them. So we're able to get it. Staff done. Thank you. Staff done. Now to the money. You know, it's not easy to pray for people to get sick. But hey, when it got to that situation, you do it though. I started praying. God, bring people. If they don't come, I will not get money. The bed will be empty. What am I going to do? God, you open door. Let's bring them. And they started coming. The census started going 130. 140. The day we clocked 145, everybody was like, whoa, for how many years? And the deaths were going down, little by little. At the end of December, out of 1.5 million, we are zero. We are able to pay all the debt. It's not by our making. It's not by our power. Because I don't go to the direction of hoarder. Shouting crazy, screaming, cannot do it. I went to the highest authority, the owner of every wall, the owner of every corner, the one that see where I cannot see, the one that can bring money out of the mouth of the fish. What can he not do? It's God. And he answers prayer. That is why I am a testimony. Many of you don't know, for 9 years, I am a single mother. But if you don't move closer to me, you will not know. Because I know you can't help me. You will add to my problem. I carry my problem to a person that can solve it. And he did solve it. He's a living God. It's awesome, God. Let's put our vision, my brother and my sister. We need a great vision. This church is still moving higher and higher. We cannot achieve it without our vision. We have to think forward. Good thing that we expect every one of us to do, and God will help us. In conclusion, for there to be progress in our life and in the church, our purpose must agree with that of vision of Christ for the church. How many souls are we winning for Christ or not? What our life example to others as a Christian and in the church of God? What our various level of commitment to things of God over our own thing? If Jesus comes today, are we going to be among his beautiful bride of Jesus or among the soul that will perish? This brings us to Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that kept the law, happy is he. So brothers and sisters, let's stay with God's own vision for our life. Thank you and God bless you.